save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.
Hey, yep. Have you ever wondered or wished for a superpower?
Yes.
What would you love to have?
Oh, lots of things, but probably like time travel.
Okay, time travel. You want to go?
Yeah.
No, you got one.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay.
You want to go back in time?
Yeah.
Or forward?
Oh, both.
Okay.
Well, can I only choose one?
Yeah.
I'd go back.
Go back in time.
Yeah.
I'd like to be indestructible.
Yep.
Yeah. Just fully like Superman style indestructible. Fire a bullet at me, bounces off the chest. Like
okay.
I'd love that.
How many times have you ever been shot at?
Oh mate.
Yeah. Good point. Like, well, what a waste of a superpower.
Are you talking? You talking about this week or what?
What a waste.
And not on a game.
Okay.
You're right.
Let's move on.
The bloke who's still breastfed's gone for the ability to not get shot.
Don't get on that crap.
What about you, X?
I'd love to be invisible.
Oh, yeah.
Perv.
Yeah, you're such
pervert.
A perv.
You're a pervert.
Well. Anyway, a couple of kids, three kids over in Bolivia have come up with this genius idea about potentially contracting a superpower. Mm. Now, they're a big fan of the Marvel Spider-Man comics.
Right.
Big, big fan. Now, whilst they were out collecting wood, their mother was off doing all the wood cutting and that sort of stuff out in the bushes.
Well, the boys
These three young boys aged 8, 10 and 12, so right in the prime age, I'd imagine, of Superman fans. Mm. Wouldn't you think? That's probably game on.
Yeah.
Well, they thought that if they were bitten by a spider...
Oh, gosh.
Potentially, they would become
Spider-Man.
So what happened was the mum disappeared into the forest.
Yeah.
The boys found themselves a black widow spider.
Oh, good Lord.
Found themselves a black widow spider. Oh, quite venomous.
Yeah.
Quite venomous when it comes to being bitten by a spider. Yeah. Don't recommend it. But you got to risk it to get the biscuit, I say.
Jeez.
So
just one spider?
Yeah, one spider, one big boy.
Right.
Anyway, so not usually, they don't usually go after humans unless threatened.
Yeah.
So the boys came up with a good idea. They'd poke it around with a stick.
Oh, good.
And
just,
then once
get it excited.
Get it a bit razzed up. Then once the black widow spider was up ready to prowl.
Yeah.
And a bit frisky.
Yeah.
They decided they'd get bitten by it. All three of them. So all three of them sat there and got chewed up by this spider multiple times. So,
wow.
Yeah, so the black widow was having a good go. The three boys were saying, well, it didn't work first time, so let's just keep getting bitten.
Oh, no. I wonder who went first.
Oh, I want to laugh,
I'm just
Jesus.
Like you say, 12, 10 and 8.
Yeah, I'd send the 8-year-old
in. Yeah, I reckon the 8-year-old was a poor little
right,
fella.
You go first. No, you go first.
But
yeah.
When you do put it to a vote, probably you go, righto, the old boy's the bully.
Yeah.
The young one's a protector.
Yeah.
It's probably number two that's going to have to go in first, isn't
it?
When you,
when
you really think about it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the child.
The mum's come back and found the kids sitting on the woodpile. Suffering from severe symptoms from the bite, including muscle pain, stomach cramps, spasms, and an increased heart rate. They've rushed the kids to the local medical center, of which wasn't good enough because of the amount of bites that the kids had received. Yet to turn into Spider-Man too, so very disappointing on that front.
Yeah.
They've then been transported into a Royal Children's Hospital sort of situation.
Yeah, well, things because you know those symptoms, like that's probably what they thought would have happened. Like that was them transforming.
Well,
into
that's what did happen, except that like you know that Spider-Man Peter Parker passed out overnight, and then the following day woke up as Spider-Man. So maybe they just didn't give it enough time.
So a few days
don't
in the Royal Children's.
That there's kids out there,
or the wrong spider maybe.
Was the spider radioactive?
Not sure. No, they weren't sure of that. But I haven't seen Spider-Man, so I don't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
But
okay.
I'm not sure it was radioactive.
I'm just going to do this. I'm going to put it out there. Please don't do this, kids.
Yeah, don't. Don't.
Well, if you don't want to be Spider-Man, don't. For the next few days, they were in the Royal Children's Bolivian Hospital, suffering from tremors, muscle pains, fever, sweating. They didn't almost die. They were under control, but the head doctor said, for children, everything is real. Film is real. Dreams could be real. So be careful what you think is real.
Yeah, definitely.
So there you go. The Black Widow spider and the dreams of becoming Spider-Man, no good.
Yep.
No, because that's not the way it happens.
27 minutes after
no,
seven.
No, that's not the way it happens, X. You put it out there.
No, that's no. She's right. It's not.
Stuff.
Like
You've
I said,
the
spider was radioactive and it was in a lab.
So
it wasn't in the forest.
Catch the spider first.
It was also not the right spider. Anyway.
No, leave the spider alone. Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.